good. Okay. That looks cool.
Yeah, very high tech. Love my sound.
Yeah, I like that.
So, talking about British versus American comedy, it's overlapped a lot more over the years, less differences. But what key differences do you think still exist between the two cultures?
Oh, God. We're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah. The question you're dreading.
Practice. Yeah, I know. This is practice. Well, it's difficult for me because I went to college here. I went to college, I was just talking about that, I went to college in Deptford, at Rose Bruford College of Speech and Drama. And so I have a great affection for British humor. And certainly, I think in order to go to drama school and be successful there, I think you do have to inherently have a sense of humor because it is kind of, you know, I mean, if you take it too seriously, I think you might go insane. But I think I was massively influenced by it when I was here, whether it was the Fast Show or, you know, the Royal Family was like a show that was on when I was here, and Steve Coogan, obviously Alan Partridge, and who I'm now friends with, and I, you know, that type of humor was so influential in my life, and then when I started writing, and you know, I think the power of the throwaway and exercising restraint is something that is universally very effective. And so that's usually my motto: is to be earnest and to exercise restraint. I think the main difference in mainstream comedy is that that, you know, in England, they are unafraid of an ugliness in character, whilst I think in America, it is often a somewhat cleaner presentation of comedic characters. They feign their sort of absurdity or ugliness, but it's really, it's the authenticity might be a slightly more, you know, excruciating in the British arena.
Do you think American comedy is going to become more excruciating because of the mutual influences? And, you know, now we have the internet being really available to everyone, and, you know, everyone's watching British or American comedy like it's from their own territory. Do you think it's going to be more and more influenced? And
I think there's an unfortunate trend in America that is sort of the grosser and the meaner, the better, you know, and the shock value aspect of programming and writing, which I'm not a fan of. I don't like it, and I think that, you know, I mean, I just don't find it funny. It's not, I don't like it because I don't like mean stuff, basically, and I mean, if you see my movie, you see that I don't like mean stuff in the very base and, like, an uneloquent way of saying things, but I think that, I think that it will remain. I mean, obviously, the globalization of comedy in general on the internet is rampant, but that I think, I don't know, I don't think that, I think it'll take a beat for people to get rid of this, like, mean shock value trend.
And just quickly, when you're writing comedy yourself, do you often think about different audiences and how they'll find it funny, or do you write if you find it funny, you can help others as well?
I definitely write for myself, only because I feel like I know myself better than anyone else, and I think in any relationship it's important to not think for people. I learned that in therapy, that you shouldn't think for people. So, I think it's important to write. I mean, for me, I will be more honest, more true, and potentially more funny if I just write for myself what I think is funny.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.